Now the entire population of Algolciento, Breakers, Tahin, Hume, Guards, Cantoy, with bloody red spots glaring on their foreheads like third eyes, was in tidal motion flowing south. And Finley saw something he really did not like at all. The Breakers, and only the Breakers, were moving that way with their arms raised. If there were more Harriers down there, they'd have no trouble at all telling which ones to shoot, would they? And, in his room, on the third floor of Corbett Hall, still on his knees at the foot of his glass-covered bed, coughing on the smoke that was drifting in through his broken window, Shimi Ruiz had his revelation, or was spoken to by his lively imagination, take your pick. In either case, he leaped to his feet, his eyes, normally friendly but always puzzled by a world he could not quite understand, were clear and full of joy.
"Beam says thank you,"
he cried to the empty room. He looked around, as happy as Ebenezer Scrooge, discovering that the spirits have done it all in one night, and ran for the door with his slippers crunching on the broken glass. One sharp spear of glass pierced his foot, carrying his death on its tip. Had he but known it, say sorry, say discordia. But in his joy, he didn't even feel it. He dashed into the hall, and then down the stairs. On the second floor landing, Shimi came upon an elderly female breaker named Belle O'Rourke, grabbed her, shook her.
"Beam says thank you,"
he hollered into her dazed and uncomprehending face.
"Beam says all may yet be well, not too late, just in time."
He rushed on to spread the glad news, glad to him anyway, and on Main Street, Roland looked first at Eddie Dean, then at Jake Chambers.